Cleveland County officials want revisions to the Turnpike expansion plan, a solution for an ethics complaint against the state superintendent, and the deadly bird flu impacts Oklahoma backyard flocks. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, March 18th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Another local government took action related to the Turnpike expansion project in the Norman area. The Cleveland County Commissioners unanimously approved a resolution Monday requiring free frontage roads and access points if the east-west connector gets built. The Oklahoma Supreme Court approved the multi-billion dollar Access Oklahoma Turnpike program in 2023. Opponents are concerned about the use of eminent domain, potential pollution of sensitive water resources, and local government control. Many Oklahomans are facing devastating property losses and even injuries from multiple fires that burned through the state since Friday. Sierra Pfeiffer spoke with local mental health officials to get recommendations for people struggling with loss.
A counselor at Stillwater Public Schools, Amber Lewis, says it will be completely normal for people and students to experience heightened anxiety over the next few weeks. She says parents and guardians should meet symptoms like anger with grace. Children might take a little longer to process the stress caused by natural disasters. She also says it can be important to revisit what safety precautions you have in place in case of emergency.
Reminding our children and ourselves that we're safe and going over what it is that keeps us safe, looking at the smoke detectors and talking about our evacuation plan and things like that.
If feelings of stress or sadness persist or start inhibiting daily function, Lewis recommends reaching out for help. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Oklahoma Ethics Commission and State Superintendent Ryan Walters have reached a settlement. The case involves an investigation into Walters using his official social media account to campaign for President Donald Trump. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on the agreement.
The settlement acknowledges there was no evidence to show that Walters knowingly intended to violate ethics rules when he posted repeatedly advocating for the election of Trump and the defeat of former Vice President Kamala Harris. It calls for Walters to remove Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction and his official photo from his personal X account, which he's already done, and remove an abbreviation for superintendent from his account handle. It also requires Walters to pay $5,000 in penalties and attorney's fees to the commission. Walters and the State Department of Education must also participate in training on ethics rules concerning social media posts. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Deadly bird flu has been detected in two backyard flocks in western and central Oklahoma. Anna Pope reports about 170 birds were culled.
The highly pathogenic avian influenza was found in backyard flocks in Woodward and Grady counties. The flocks were mixed species, made up of chickens, ducks, guineas, and one had peafowl. State veterinarian Rod Hall says there are about 120 birds in the Woodward County flock and about 50 birds in Grady County. Usually the bird flu wanes later in the year after most wild waterfowl have migrated, but Hall says it has not slowed down.
I expect we'll continue to see cases right on through until it really gets hot this summer.
Hall says these backyard flocks were close to a body of water where wild birds also gather. The department is urging people to take biosecurity measures and protect their birds. I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.